I'd like to welcome you to Zabur, famous not only for the production of wine, our flagship is the Le Bousquier Winemaking Centre, but also for the beautiful palace complex right in front of you. Currently, it houses the treatment centre for children and youth. The history of the palace is quite adventurous, though, and as revealed from recent studies, there's still a lot of mystery about it. The first interesting thing is when the palace was built. Until recently, it was understood the palace was built in 1677. The then owner of Zabur, Henrik Jan von Dunnevold, supposedly built the palace to replace the previous one, which had burnt down. However, discoveries made in 2014 threw a new light on this subject. This is when sgraffiti were uncovered. Wall decorations resembling the ones from a different palace, originating from 1606. It might be that the beginnings of at least some parts of the palace in Zabur should be moved back by more than 60 years, to the beginnings of the 17th century. I'd like to take you on a brief tour. Let's walk through the gate so that you can admire the palace in its entirety. It's an imposing four-winged building. The lower front wing is known as the screen wing. Please note the sides of the palace. Behind the trees on the right, you will see a steepled tower. Let's walk towards the palace, around the greenery and along the gravel drive. In the past, carriages brought guests this way to the palace. As we walk, I'll tell you about the main reconstruction of the palace. When the tower on the left was added, it is younger than its taller steeple sister on the right. As you can see, the tower on the left is slightly lower than the whole building, and its incomplete construction disturbs the symmetry of the entire palace. Why wasn't the tower completed? This we don't know. The construction of the other tower was a decision of the 17th century owner of Zabur, Count Frederick Augustus of Kozel, who had previously prepared a superstructure on the tower on the right, which was later covered with a dome. You may have heard of the Countess of Kozel, the famous mistress of the Polish King Augustus II the Strong. Count Frederick Augustus was their son, an illegitimate son of the king and elector of Saxony. When the palace in Zabur burnt down in 1745, the count decided to rebuild and renovate it from scratch. Furthermore, he also decided to erect the five buildings you can see around the courtyard. Today, they are used by the treatment centre, but in the past, there were outbuildings, stables, carriage houses, and even a palm house. What's interesting, the palace is surrounded by a dry moat, which used to be filled with water until as late as the early 20th century. Also, part of the rich facade decoration dates back to the times of Frederick Augustus. Once you reach the main entrance, please look up. In the triangular gable, you will see a white bas-relief. This is a so-called panoply, an ornament representing a suit of armour. You will see the coat of arms and initials of Frederick Augustus of Kozel. Closer to us, above the main entrance, you see two colourful coats of arms. These belong to the later owners. In more recent times, in the early 20th century, Zabur belonged to the Princess Hermine Royce, who used to run a field hospital here during World War I. She went on to become the last Empress of Germany, wife of Wilhelm II, with whom she spent many years in exile. She returned to Zabur for good after she became a widow in 1941. But 4 years later, she had to leave Zabur, never to come back. This was when the Red Army occupied the palace. After the war, when this territory became part of Poland, the palace was used as a tuberculosis hospital. At the moment, its greatest pride is the Crystal Hall, whose rich Rococo decor regained its full glamour after the thorough renovation in 2017. I'd like to invite you to enter the palace courtyard and take a walk in the park. I'll now leave you and wish you a pleasant stay in Zabur. Goodbye.